Catching back up with Nick at Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette. I appreciate some more of your time this hour.
Oh, always happy to be on the show.
So we talked about ice fishing. It's pretty much on most of the inland lakes. Still a little dicey in some of the bigger bodies of water, obviously. And then you want to stay off of Superior for the moment, for sure. So let's talk about the rivers, though. Man, I saw some great reports on steelhead and some dandy browns. And a couple of coho, too. So I know that's what you said you've been up to, right?
Yeah, I've been throwing streamers for the most part. Yeah, I think all I did last week was just quick little trips and making a few casts here or there, and pretty much every time the fishing was good, which is surprising for this time of year.
So what were you hitting and what were they taking?
Pretty much all steelhead, but I caught, I think, two or three coho, phased out pretty quick. That was just like Monday, Tuesday. And one day I caught a couple browns, but other than that, just steelhead.
And, you know, we got these kind of harsher conditions hitting us right now. In fact, we're supposed to get really, really cold tonight. Any hope that the rivers will stay unfrozen and fishable?
Well, with the water levels being where they are and good flows, I think we're going to weather this one just fine. They might start to freeze up a little bit, but with that warm spell coming in just like 3 days, I think we're going to be fine.
Yeah, I saw that too. We're going to get back up into the 30s, so that'll just snap them right back in, huh?
Yeah, it's going to be just fine. I mean, take a few days off. You know, there's not much point fishing for them when it's in the single digits anyway, unless, you know, you're going to keep them, so.
Or keep busting ice out of your guides, because that's, it's inevitable when you get single digits.
Yeah, at that point, it's time to ice fish. It's not much fun.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. This little cold snap should really firm some lakes up where more people will be comfortable and safer out there on the hard water. But in the meantime, get ready, because I think this weekend's going to be killer on the rivers for steelhead and browns. And do you think there's any coho that'll be around?
Oh, I'm sure a few more are going to be caught. I mean, they came in pretty heavy for a little while there. There was definitely a push of them. I mean, they were around for 2-3 days and they disappeared. They were all mature adults, so they're upstream somewhere.
So a streamer bite, what would you recommend for a pattern?
Well, that's kind of up to you. I was fishing mostly brighter colors, nothing huge, 2 to 3 inches, fishing them on a heavy sink tip. I didn't have to get them down too deep most days. You know, on the colder days, I was trying to get them a foot or two from the bottom, but when the sun was out and it was warmer, you know, I was fishing them so shallow I could see them take half the time if I was looking. So they're still coming up for them.
Well, quickly, let's talk about your winter gear there. What are you carrying?
Oh, we got all sorts of good stuff at the moment. A lot of skis, snowshoes. You know, we do downhill. We do cross country. Got jet sleds in, ice fishing gear. We're putting more and more of that out. Fly tying, of course. That's pretty much our main winter pastime.
Yeah.
Tons of stuff in. A lot of new stuff, actually. More coming.
Nick from Superior Outfitters, I appreciate your time, bud.
All right. Have a good one, Adam.
We'll catch up with you next week. This is The Outdoor Show.